last week we finished the first parak. Mishlei, the last pasuk said, "V'shemei li yishkan betach." Somebody listens to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Somebody listens to me, he will dwell with security, safely." V'sha'anan mipachad ra'a, and he'll be calm from any bad fears. So the point that happened to be that last week when we learned this pasuk, right before I had read this hakdama to the sefer called Gamzu L'Toiva, it's on the inyan of Kabbalas Yisurim from a Rabbi Yechiel Emanuel Moskov. I don't know who it is, but I happened to see that he quotes this pasuk, and he brings Rashi. Rashi says, "V'shemei li yishkoin betach." Peirush Rashi, "Yishkoin betach ba'olam hazeh." So he asks the question, "V'arei einenu royos v'lo yizor, ech tzaras mesrakshus avoyis olam bichlal v'alam yisro befrat." He says, "Nice, you see this tremendous Torah in the world, Bichlal, and Am Yisrael specifically. Where do you see this promise, Olam Hazeh, of Shemei Ali Yishkan Betach?" So, I mean, I don't know how much of a question that is, how much. You know, just because we see tzoras, okay, we don't know on each person, each if they're really together, b'itchim or shemim Hashem to what gather. We obviously know anistoras to Hashem lekeinu. At the end of the day, nobody knows your shemayim of the next person. But I guess, you know, b'itchim klali, it is a question that bothers people, especially sometimes you see that there are big people that is pretty much clear to you. You could see that. You could sense the kedusha. You could sense the tzidkus on them. So where do you see this?
It's not a gralo.
So it could be connected to that also. I thought what he, the point that he goes with. I don't think it's muchra.
It's a kachin svara. It's a post.
Yeah. So
he said. It's the same kachin. Yeah.
The emphasis is that all these kashas are not full kashas. There's so many different inyonim that go into the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't have the ability to gauge and measure what is coming because of what. There are some things, you know, we also, especially once the Arizal was Megala, the inyan of Gilgulei Neshamas and Tikkuni Neshamas, so we know, Alpi the Arizal, that sometimes a person gets very difficult tzaras and punishments for the averis that he did in a previous Gilgul. So in the Chanami, in this Gilgul, there's no reason to get it, but it's based on a previous Gilgul. But ultimately, it's not a major kasha. But I like the point that he brings, you know, using it as a springboard, really. He wants to be Mevar, up here the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos says, Daf Samech Hamad Aleph. I didn't check up to see if that's an accurate Marmokim. Maise Behil Hazokin. There was a Maise with Hil Hazokin. Shayim Halech Baderech. Shama called Tzvacha Behir. That's a famous Maise. He heard a screaming in the city. So he said, "I'm sure that that's not coming from my house." And the Gemara says about him, about Hillel Hazaken, that's the pasuk is Mishmua ra layira nochin libay batuach b'Hashem. From a bad shmua, he's not fear. The tzaddik won't be fearful. His heart is set and mechuvin and secure b'Hashem. His bitachon b'Hashem. His heart is filled with B'tachon Hashem, he knows there's nothing to worry about. The person who's B'teich B'Hashem doesn't have anything to worry about. So he brings down the Shalal Kodesh, and Asar HaMamoros, Ma'amar Heyo is Dalit, It brings the Tefillah L'Moshe. It might be the Ramak. That's the only sefer that I know of with that name, Tefillah L'Moshe, the Ramak. And I remember that the Shulchan Kodesh brings things from this every once in a while, so I didn't check it out. So he brings this Tefillah L'Moshe that asks the question, how did Hillel have like such like a gaiva, so to say, like how was he so certain, so sure of himself that it's not coming from his house? There's no such thing as a tzaddik that's done only good and never sinned. And there's no avera, if a person has done a chet, then it's going to be taken away through Yisurim. It's going to be cleansed through Yisurim. So how could he be so certain that it's not coming from his house? Yeah, maybe for his chet, whatever it was, everybody's done a chet, he needs to have these Yisurim that are now taking place in his house. So he's metaretz like this. Ha'inyin hu, this is the Lashon of the Shulchan Kodesh, Shehilil samach b'Yisurim l'kabel oizam b'sev reponim yofas. Hillel, his midah, he was happy receiving, he was happy with the Yisroel, to be makabal them in good spirits. And Hillel was mechanech, he educated, he was margil, right? He got his house also, his family also into that midah of being makabal Yisroel, the Savior upon him, the office, in a positive way. So when he heard the sound of the screaming in the city, that they were screaming about the tzar that took place in the city. So he said, I'm sure that that's not coming from a house. He was sure that the screaming is not coming from his house. He wasn't being shayla, he wasn't negating the possibility, rejecting the possibility that maybe Taka the tzar was in his house. But the screaming wasn't from his house. Yeah, it could be the tzar was in his house. But the crying about that type of that hysteria about it. That he was certain that's not coming from his house because he knew how his family lived. He knew how he brought his family up. Not shaykh. That even if there's a tzar, it's not shaykh that the scream is coming from his house. Because they had been accustomed to be makabel tzaris with a good heart. On that is what the pasuk is written. From the bad news, he was not afraid. It didn't say that he's not going to hear bad news. Yeah, they, unfortunately, he may hear bad news. Right? It doesn't say that he's not going to hear. He's not going to be afraid. Romaz is hinting to even if he hears a bad news, he's not going to be afraid of it. Because he knows that bad news that he had to hear was in order to cleanse his averus. So that ultimately, it's a good thing. It's not something to be afraid of. A very, very big darga. So he says with that, the Masbury wants to say the pasuk Shemei Ali Yishkain Betach, what we read over here in Mishle, is not that he's going to be Sheikh in Blitzar. It's not that he's going to dwell without sorrow, without tsar, without pain. No. That's not necessarily guaranteed. Right? But rather, it's betach, like the way the Bali Musa and Farish, right, that the Indian of bitochen is shalva sumanuchas hanefesh. It's not becoming derailed. It's having a certain shalva hanefesh, a certain manuchas hanefesh, understanding that, yeah, this is part of the necessary plan of the Baruch Shalom, and it's also what's necessary, and so therefore it's also what's good for me. So that's what he wants to touch up the pasuk shemel yishkan betach. That's the gather of betach is the shalvas hanefesh, and it's not the it's not that he's necessarily free from any tzara. So I thought that was an interesting, especially since I saw it in the same week that we learned the pasuk. I figured, okay, Menashemayim, we should mention that.
I like the Brisker Rav. He said something happened to him, he was like distraught over it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says, I don't know exactly what the mice was, they asked him about, I guess it's Yisurin, and he said, he can't like deflect the Yisurin. It's like, the son getting a patch and he laughs it off. That's not what the Baruch Shalom wants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to smooth. The Gavdu Torah is not meant to be like a deflection of the Yisur. It's so hard sometimes to straddle the.
Therefore, what?
I'm sorry, I mean, a person can have the approach of like, it doesn't affect the Yisur. Yeah. Because it's not, somehow it was the, Right.
You feel
like the Mnuchs and Nefesh is not supposed to be derailed. Yeah. Not like
at the end of the day, it's makabel. There's got to be makabel.
Yeah.
If he's deflecting them and ignoring and just not paying attention,
it's like play chas
v'shalom, then he doesn't.
Says, "Well, what am I supposed to do? It's going to be sorry. Say sorry. I'm meant to ignore that he's sorry."
Because I'll say, right? You assume boyum alav, so he's got to be a fashbish for myself, and mashbish for myself. So clearly, there's got to be some kind of process. There's got to be processing these yisurim, what the mashmos is to the person. What kind of yisurim are these? What are they for? Yeah, there has to be an introspection. That's for sure. But to lose the Shabbos and Nefesh and Muchs and Nefesh and to become all, Iskimesh from this, that's what the Pasuk is telling us, that somebody who's listening to the Baruch Shalom, attaching himself to the Baruch Shalom, is going to be Zeiche, to be Lishkin Betach. It shims with the rest of the Pasuk also, Shtekol. I'll tell you the truth. The emes is that to me it looks, from the Goyin, it looks not like that. That's the truth. From the Goyin's parish, it looks not like this parish. Because the Goyin, the whole way here, is making a distinction between the tzara itself and then the emotion of pachad that's related to the tzara. Right? He kept doing that through the last psukim. And in this pasuk as well, he does that. V'shei me'ali, some of you listens to my Eitzah, he goes in the Derech HaTorah to know it, and he loves Teichacha, and he chooses, right? Yiras Hashem, Yishkein Betach Be'ez Boitzar Lachayrimu Yishkein Betach. When Tzar comes on others, he's going to be Sheikhin Betach. According to this parish, no, it's even when Tzar comes on himself, he's going to be Sheikhin Betach. It seems that the Groz Taka is saying that no, he is not going to have that Tzar that takes place. Right? He's going to be spared from the Tzar that is enveloping the others around him. The Goyin, it's more not. He didn't learn the pasuk in this way. B'shan and b'leiv, and then the second thing is that he will become in the heart mipachat shekoyde matzar. From the fear, that's the point that that the Shlomo was bringing down. The second point, the fear, he was applying it to the whole pasuk. The Goyin is only saying that the fear is the second part of the pasuk. The first part of the pasuk is saying that yes, the person is going to be spared from tzaras. So again, the question of how you do see tzaras that take place, okay, so you have to come on to the other terutzim, that there's other chishbein and shemayim, could even be from Paschal Gulim or whatever, that are negeah. But as a rule of thumb, v'shemei alish kam betach kipshuta, like we said, b'teich b'ashem chesed yisevenu, Rabbein Shem hugs a person with chesed, surrounds the person with chesed, when he puts his bitachin in Rabbein Shem, and the only, it's interesting, here he's not saying mitzad bitochen, he's just saying mitzad the shemel, that somebody's always trying to listen to the Rebbein Shalom, he's trying to listen to the eitz of the Rebbein Shalom, and he's going b'derech ha-Torah, he's going to be zeicha to live in a za'oifen where he's spared tzoras that other people are going through. So that's pretty good, because now everybody's so into schoolers, right? And you have a few flyers a day on, do this and that, whatever, and you're not going to have tzaras with your kids, and you're not going to have tzaras with health, and you're not going to have tzaras with parnas, and everything's going to be wonderful, and if you just give to this tzedakah and give to that tzedakah, and here you have a cheaper way. You don't even have to give tzedakah. You could just learn Torah, listen to the Torah. Okay, giving tzedakah happens to be a part of it, but happens to be one of the mitzvahs. They forget to tell you that in the flyers. That's like a secondary reason to give tzedakah is it happens to be Ratzon Hashem. But anyway, so there's a big skula for living safely. Keep the Torah. It's more than just keeping the Torah. Shemeh le'atzosi ve'yelich b'derech ha'Torah. Fine. Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Bini, im tikach ha'marai u'mitzvasai tispoin itoch. My son, if you take my words, sayings, u'mitzvasai tispoin itoch, and my mitzvahs, you will hide with you. So, the Gaon says, Ki Torah, im tikach ha'marai u'mitzvasai, ki Torah tzarech odam lul meidoyim ha'v'layla. Okay, Amarai is referring to Divrei Torah. Okay, mitzvah yisai is mitzvahs. So this pasuk refers to Torah and mitzvahs. So it says the guy, Torah tzarech odam lul meidoyim ha'v'layla. Torah, a person has to learn day and night. B'chol yoyim hazmanu, the whole 24-hour period is the zman for limudat Torah. V'cheinam ha'tikach ha'marai tomi. Therefore the pasuk presents it, take my sayings, meaning all the time. Hold them with you at all times. Take them with you at all times. Even though you've learned the halachas, the chukos and mishpatim of the Torah, ein la'asoysen ad eis boizman shalos mitzvah, but you can't do them until the time of that mitzvah comes. Therefore, the pasuk says you should hide it with you, meaning you should keep it with you, like, you know, put it away and keep it with you until the time comes, and then you'll be mekayim it. We'll see it a few psukim. The Goyin and Pasuk Dalet, I think, is going to get back to this idea that it's tzafun itach. It's not pshat that it's away. Yeah, the pshat is that you have it in storage to be used when you need it. What's that?
What are
you showing me? You show me the mitzvahs with you. Meaning you learn the mitzvahs.
You learn the mitzvahs.
You learn the mitzvahs, and now you have the halachas of the mitzvahs and the rotzen to keep those mitzvahs hidden with you for when the proper time comes. Now, yeah.
Full mechal tikach hamora. Coming to the Torah of the mitzvahs, not the mitzvahs. No, you're not throwing away the mitzvahs.
It is, no, because he really, what he means is really the keeping of the mitzvahs is hidden with you. Like, the limud haTorah, you were koine. Like, the halachas, you were koine. But the now acting out and doing the mitzvahs, you can't actually do. So you have to, like, kind of, like, hide them in the potential state. You're, like, hiding the mitzvahs in their potential state before you're doing, so that when it's time to do them, you're going to do them. It's not mitzad the limud shabai. It's more mitzad the rotzen to be mekayim. Yeah. That's what's being hidden here.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime we speak about Torah mitzvahs, right? So the mitzvahs are nichlal in the Torah. But then there's the lamaisa doing of it. So here, you're like, you've learned it, and it's that rotzen to be mekayim when you're ready to do it. A person can learn Torah, and not keep the mitzvah. It's done all the time. People learn halachas, and for some reason, don't internalize the fact that if you, besides learning the halacha, you also should be mekayim the halacha. No, seriously, this is like almost like a cognitive dissonance sometimes when it comes to these things. Sometimes a person is so used to being in a habit of doing things that he doesn't, when he actually does the thing, he doesn't remember that, oh, he learned the halacha about that. That's what the titzvain is. The titzvain is that keep it with you and have it ready for when you need it. But it's called tzafun because it's not active. You're not doing it now. You're waiting for it to happen. But it has to be tzafun with you. It can't just be, you know, stored in the delete files. It's got to be on the desktop, ready to go. Now I think we'll skip Pasuk Beis and Gimel, even though we spent a lot of time speaking about Beis and Gimel in a little different oifen. But just because it's a little bit less avoider oriented, it's going goes into the Indian of Chachma and Bina and Tfuna over here. So I think we'll skip to Pasuk Dalet. I would suggest learning it anyway, Beis and Gimel, and perhaps maybe next time if anybody has questions on Beis and Gimel, we could discuss it at the beginning or something like that. So, Pasuk Dalet, Im Tivak Sheneka Kesef. So let's read the Pesukim anyway. Akshiv L'Chochma Aznecha, Tata Libcha L'Tfuna, right? To listen to the Chochma with your ears, to turn your heart, to direct your heart to the Tfuna, Kim Labina Tikra, because if you, or you should, right? Call, read, that's where the Gaon learns it, read, Labina, La Tfuna Titen Kalecha, the Tfuna you should give your voice. Emma says that is actually one point that is important. I mean, it's all important, but you'll see. Take a look at it on your own. But the Gaon learns that Bina has to be read with the mouth. It's the reading of the mouth that is actually Nagah. Al yidei kriyas ha-chokhma bapeh yegalu diktukel uprateh. You should know that. That's an important fact. That is an important for avoid as well. That it's the reading, the Gaon says, the reading, the chachma, with the mouth, that reveals the dikdukim and the pratim, the details of the mitzvah, or of the piece of Torah, whatever it is that you're learning, whatever the chachma is. Sometimes it's very, very important, because if you just have it in your head, right, you don't necessarily feel all the different negation that there is to feel. When you start to speak it out, then really you start to be oimid on the difficulties or the nuances that you wouldn't have done had you not started speaking it out. So the peh is what's really megalodis. That's the bina is really putting the peh into action on the chacham. That is something that
you mentioned in the past. That's tafki and bina as opposed to chacham.
It's more right. It's more
used to have bitu.
Right. That's right. Emma says maybe we won't go on to the next pasuk. Maybe I'll just say one more thing that the Gaon says from the pasuk of Bina Tfuna is that he says that the difference between Bina and Tfuna is that Bina is understanding the inyan itself, whatever it is, that whatever the chachma that you're trying to understand with bina, right? That's what bina is. And tvuna, is to know it. Like, okay, he gives an example. He gives, like, for example, you have the drasha of the imin atzoin. So the Gemara says in tmur lemait is a negach that min atzoin ve'im min atzoin the vav. The Gemara learns out from the extra vav that it comes to be memait a shor negach. That was it was negach with one aid, so it doesn't get skila. So it's still around, it's still right, but you can't bring it as a carbon. So the Gaon says that limud, that's called bina. Learning it from the Vav Yisera. That's called the miyut isn't called bina. Tvuna is to know why it is that from that Vav Yisera we're dafka b'mayit negach. That's tvuna. It's like a deeper insight in. It's not just the what, it's the why dafka that way.
You wouldn't know what the Darshan is without the Tvuna, you get
from the Gemara, you get from the Rabban Shalom, but the Tvuna is like delving deeper into it, understanding why is it dafka, why does Joshua work like that. Why dafka over here? Why dafka? This is what we're learning. Yeah. Now there's another place where the Gaon says the difference.
How the first hand of Chazal know Avodah?
Yes, that's Yesham Aladavir. That is what to speak about on that. But yeah, they pashas the Ramchal says they had certain kolam. They knew how to apply the kolam. We don't know.
Yeah. It could also be without the tree. Now we know the rules, so the man
again. Yeah. Anyway, the other thing that is brought down from the Chem Negnuzan, Pasuk Aleph, that the difference between Bina Tfuna is Bina is that he knows how to be Metzayer the Inyan to himself. But he's not able to express it to other people, whereas Tfuna is the ability to express it to people. It's also an interesting together. I have to stop here.